Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Have your seat and let us pray. Lord Jesus, it is our desire to this evening that there be no confusion in this atmosphere in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Understanding is of every heart that hears this evening in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As the seed of your word will be sown in preaching, your Holy Spirit will water it in meditation in each of our hearts in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, we have a harvest of 100-fold afterwards in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because your power is working. Thank you because you are good and your mercy endures forever. And the church say loud.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Alright, this evening we'll want to look at a subject that is going to bring comfort to you. I trust the Lord for that. Amen.
Amen.
It is titled, How to Walk on Water. Doing the impossible with Jesus. That's kind of long. Forgive me. But you are already used to long topic. Holding faith and a pure conscience. I think, give me a very long topic that we have once given like that. A long topic. You can't remember anyone. So, it's a sentence. Amen. Yeah, how to walk on water. Amen. Every Christian, in fact, almost everybody agrees that God is powerful. It's a fact. It's only a fool that says there's no God. Leave those atheists alone. But generally, everybody has this idea that God is powerful. People have a mindset that God can heal their sicknesses and their diseases. And that's fine. That's very, very correct. People have a mindset that when they are in trouble, God can come to their rescue. That is also very correct. Everybody believes that God can meet their needs when they are in lack. He can supply, you know. There is no argument about that. Majorly, you will find everybody will agree to those facts. But the problem is that only a few people have seen those facts in their experiences. Everybody believes that God can heal. But in the recent, how many people have been healed before by the power of God? Everybody believes that God, you know, can supply their need. Well, how many people's need have actually been met before by the power of God? Most people believe that God indeed delivered them from accident. He saved them from the hand of the enemy. But in the real sense, how many people have a story of deliverance in their experience of life? Then that means that majority have the power of God in their mind as a mental accent, something they just know in their mind, but it is not in their experience. Now, I want to quickly advise you, if you have been observing for a few weeks now, you would notice that the teachings that have been coming to us, you know, at one point we looked at resist the devil. Who was, were you there? Followed by cast your cares on him. And now we are looking at how to walk on water. They have the same trajectory. They have the same direction. Now, when I noticed that, because, you know, as a minister of the gospel, you just don't preach because you have a knowledge to share. You know, you just don't preach because, see Rema, I'd be in church in weekend. That's not how a pastor prepares for service. There might be many things you will find out as a minister that you would even have learned that you cannot share for many, many years. Amen. There are still certain things I'm learning in God's word that I don't think I might be able to share them in the next 5 years. Not because you might not even understand. Of course, there's a place of you consider your audience, but there's also a place of you as a minister must give yourself space to grow. Certain things require certain experiences before you can communicate them properly. So you must afford yourself that chance of growth to master it effectively in your own understanding and to be a good communicator of it. Having profound knowledge does not mean you will communicate it in a profound way. You can confuse people. How many of us have in school back then have learned something and you think you can teach people, and then when you get to where you are going to teach people, you became the thought. Because you were confused. You were like, ah, how did he now do it here? I'm going to think that long. 2x is equal to, minus x plus. And then somebody, as you are struggling, somebody would now come and teach you. Because it's not enough to have something, you know, it takes time. For me, in my experience, even on natural affairs, I found out that it takes me time. You know, there are some things I learned about the corporate world, management, earlier in the year. I couldn't discuss those things. I wanted to, but those things were not just in my vocabulary. Those things I've learned about the corporate world, managerial activities, etc. They were not just in my vocabulary, but they were in my mind. But I couldn't find words. I just observed that after about 5 months of consistent learning of those things just found expression in my words. I was like, oh. Then that was when I now knew that when you learn something, don't rush to say it. I was grateful that I didn't rush to say those things back then. Like, you know, first thorough. How do you manage an organization? Number one, fire everybody. That's weird, right? Well, I just know it in my mind. I could not write. But over time, you know, my mind started finding, the things in my mind started finding expression. The same thing happened when you learn doctrine. In fact, if you just start learning doctrine 6 months, 1 year, you would not know what you know. How many of us have said, do I even know this thing? For instance, if I say teach on salvation now, for some of us, you know it though, but you don't know if you know it. The time you will know that you know it is when you have to preach it. You now be like, it's plenty. See, I'm a word man. What's pastor saying that I cannot say now? God no go shame you. Amen. Let me just know. I will make you the assistant pastor. You are elevate. It doesn't take time these days. Or you can go and start a local church. You call it something. The Saint Assembly. Assembly of the Saint. Invite me to your convention. I'll come and close it down. Glory to God. I'm joking. I won't close it down. I can't spoil the work of God in your life. If it's God that led you, we'll be praying for you. Amen. You don't know what you know. You know what you do. So you give yourself that space, you know. How many of us have been in the spiritual related discussion before? And then the lines that were coming out of your mouth, you two were wondering, where is this coming from? It's your knowledge bank. They are there. They have been stored over time. You know, they have gathered. On Friday and Saturday, they are going to be going for evangelism. You are going to see what I'm talking about. Somebody will just ask you a particular question. You would not even know that you know the passage of the Bible to quote. Sometimes you don't even know that you know the Greek word. The thing will just come. Dokimazo. You see, And it's not like I hear it in my spirit, though. This one is from, it's from your heart. And you are going to make sense. But you must master the patience of a student. A disciple is patient. You first learn before you speak. But these days, people first speak and then they go to learn. Don't be like that. All right, I was saying that. I had to digress there. Were you blessed by that?
Yes, sir.
I was saying that a lot of people know by mental accent that, you know, God is powerful. You know, is the. They call him many names. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So you have that people agree God can heal. How many people have truly been healed by the power of God before? Few. God can deliver. How many people have actually been delivered by God before? I was saying that when God keeps... Okay, I remember where I was coming from. If you look at the direction of the teachings we've been having in the last 3 weeks, so as a minister, I had to inquire from God, why have you been asking me to speak this way? Praise God. When you have an emphasis in your heart for your disciples, you must find out why, so that you can help that person receive. Why did you keep telling me to preach to this person about love work, forgiveness? You just find yourself, every time you see the person you discuss, you know you are a believer, you should forgive, you should walk in love. First time, second, third meeting, you should start paying attention to yourself. Why am I speaking in this direction to that person? In fact, many times the person wouldn't have noticed the emphasis. It takes you as a minister to say, hey, there's an emphasis here. And this is what the emphasis means. So why the emphasis? I want to tell you what the emphasis about how to overcome challenges, you know, walking in the power of God, walking in dominion that we've been having in the last room. Why that emphasis? I found out in my heart that emphasis is because it is high time you started having God intervene in your affairs, not as an event, but as a lifestyle. Now, many people know God's healing power as an event. Once in a while, God heals me. So, for instance, last week I preached, cast your cares on him. Because at that point when I was preaching, have your sister, at that point when I was preaching, some people actually had cares they want to cast on him. Listen, they had cares. You know, cares are troubles. Yeah, they were passing through certain things. So they will receive the message, oh, he cares for me. And then they would overcome those troubles actually because they responded to the teaching. But after then, the same does not continue in their experience. They just receive it as what God did for me on that Tuesday. So the next time they had another trouble, the pastor is in trouble. Because they have not mastered the intervention of God as a lifestyle. They just see it as, so they will be murmuring. So we will not be like, were you not there when I preached that someone cast your cares on him? What have you learned? Have you seen people? That's why people will be sick today. And you will preach God's word, they will receive healing. The next time they cannot receive healing again. He said, pastor, pray for me. But you received healing the last time I preached about 3 months ago. What's going on? The person made it an ordinary event. Now, when I preached cast your cares on him last week, some people did not have a pressing care. Notice the word pressing. Everybody had a care, but pressing care. So they felt unconcerned. The moment a care now comes in, they wouldn't know how to handle it. Because they treated that instruction, that teaching of God's word, as there's nothing I will cast on him. Okay, I'm not eating bread and beans in the last 2 days. Is that a care? Something is doing you. Glory to God. They wouldn't now know what next to do when there is now actually a care. Don't live like that. You must live the supernatural, not as an event, but as a lifestyle. It is what you do. It is part of you. So this emphasis is so that it can become a part and parcel of you. That the next time the devil shows up, a trouble shows up, a sickness shows up, you wouldn't be finding the next rhema that pastor will drop. You know, one of the signs and symptoms of spiritual growth is that you stop bothering your pastor about certain life issues. You cannot handle it. Because he has already in teaching taught you what is expected. For instance, if anybody had a care now, do you need counseling from me? Do you really need counseling from me? You already know. And from my experience, I found out people will now come, pastor, this and this, this and this. You know, they are expecting me to enter their emotions with them. I'm saying, oh! You don't mean it. So usually I would just say, both of us cannot be in the flesh at the same time. Amen? Or both of us cannot be stupid at the same time. One of us has to maintain senses. So usually I would say, calm down. You know, in my simple way of saying, don't worry, the power of God is at work. Pastor, I'm going to go. But that in the case of the power of God is not at work. Should you hear me? You know, they want you to be a kind. Not because I'm not I don't have feelings. But I'm supposed to be the voice of the supernatural in your life, right? It's like you present it to God and God is saying, okay, let me now do my power. Is that only God? You have to master dealing with the devil. It must be your experience. It must be a lifestyle, not something that you have forgotten. So if you know you have not listened to the teachings of the last 2-3 weeks, with that year of making it your lifestyle, please go and get the recording and now listen to it as the way, you know, go and install it as a way you want to be responding to every life issues. Because they are not for the moment. Some people take it as the word for the hour, the word for the end of the year. It's not the word for the end of the year. Oh, yeah, it might meet a pressing in at the end of the year, but it's a word for your entire life. In 20 years, if the devil shows up, you know how to resist him, right? When did you learn it? Of course, you keep learning it, but when did you really learn it? You say 2020. So you would have 20 years of victory and resisting the devil. Not like you announce that every time something shows up, every time you are sick, you are still learning healing again. You don't learn it again from that point. What you do is that you now walk in what you've learned. If you have truly learned it, you know, with all of your heart, as something you want to practice. Instruction received? So notice this emphasis. Why don't many people see the power of God actually in their lifestyle? It's because we don't open our minds to give room for the power of God. We have it mentally. Yeah, it's somewhere in your head. That God can actually, you know, do this, God can do that. But you don't open up your heart for that to find expression. That era is over in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What you know of God, you will see them in your experience in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I know you know God can supply hornets. You will see supplies in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I know you know. In your earth that God heals. You will always walk in healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. That is how it should be. That is how it should be. Glory to God. Let's begin to roll a little bit more. Matthew. Matthew 14. Actually, I'm going to preach most of my sermon today, interestingly, from one text. I've not actually there to say, Asa is not jumping about today. It happens sometimes. Amen. It happens a lot in beat up. Isn't it? As a noser. Beat up. Have you ever counted the number of verses in the long teaching before? Try it one day, count it. The number of verses you wrote. You are a walking Bible. Glory to God. How about built up this year? Let's trust the Lord. Amen. Matthew 14, verse 22. Downward. Now, the background of that story is that Jesus just multiplied bread. If you look at verses 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and to about 20, in fact, to 21 says about 5,000 people beside women and children ate of that bread. So Jesus just did a miracle actually. And his disciples were the distributor, you know, of the miraculous bread. Then let's take it from verse 22. Jesus told his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him onto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. So Jesus became the usher. He was dispersing people, go home, the meeting is over. Oh, child, where's your mom? Oh, mom, come on, take her. You know, he was packing the pulpit, carrying the stage, huffing the journey. I don't know why Jesus did that, but he's a servant king. I know you people will not let me do that kind of thing. Pastor, you are the one that should be going. You are the one that will go. It was doing all of those. All right? Verse 23. Why he did this? So when he had sent the multitude away, what did he do? went up into a mountain apart to pray. Advice to the pastor's protocol in the nearest future.
Always give your pastor time to pray.
Amen. Say, sir, we must be with you, sir. If pastor want to change his side on the bed, he will use the duvet to recover him. You need to go and sleep. Go and sleep. Go and sleep. Amen. So, it happened. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Verse 24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with what? With waves. For the wind was contrary. Please look into your Bible, everybody. Verse 25. It was in the fourth watch of the night. Fourth watch of the night is like how? What o'clock? Yeah, around 3 and 4. In the fourth watch of the night, went unto them. Jesus went unto them. Doing what? Walking on the water. He was walking on water. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, glory to God, they were troubled, saying, what? It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, what did he say? Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid. Let's read Peter's response. I like it. Peter answered and said him, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. What did Jesus say? Come. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Verse 30. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Who remember this thing? On the day I showed you my daughter, you must cry like Peter. Say, you remember, I will. God forgive you. Amen. Verse 31. Let's read it together. And immediately, and said unto him, O thou of faith, wherefore did thou stand? Hallelujah. Let's begin to take it from verse 27. Now, there was a problem here. A small problem, actually. The disciples of Jesus were traveling. You know, they just finished built up. So they took the next available ship or aeroplane and they were traveling. Unfortunately, the wind was contrary. There was turbulence on the road. And the Bible said, you know, they were actually trying to deal to remedy the situation. But Jesus, having finished his prayers, you know, Jesus had prayed a little while. I'm not sure what time they finished the preaching, but they finished in the evening, right? Evening is about 6 p.m. So he must have prayed 6 p.m. to about 3 a.m., 4 a.m. Wonderful man. Learn to pray. So he couldn't find sheep, I think so. So he decided to do prayer work on the water. Just do one or two things. He was walking. Now, was the wind contrary to the sheep alone or to everything on that sea? Yeah. So the wind was contrary to Jesus too. Amen. However, he was walking on the sea towards his disciple. Praise God. They now saw him from afar. Possibly there is moonlight. Of course, there should be moonlight. Historically, that time was around Passover. So it's a time where you can definitely have the moonlight. So they could see a figure of a person, but they could not identify what it was. So the Bible says what? Verse 26, they were what? They were troubled. The word trouble there is the word tarazo. They were agitated. Their mind became unrest. They became restless. They became disturbed. They became worried. Why were they worried? For they thought it was what? A spirit. Now, In Matthew chapter 10, Jesus had sent them out to cast out devils, isn't he? Matthew 10:1 says, he called his 12 unto him, whom he had chosen. He gave them authority and power over sicknesses and diseases and over all demons. And they came back, according to the record that Luke gave in Luke 9 and 10, that the 72 came back to him and said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. So they had already gone out for outreach and they had cast out spirit, right? Unfortunately, on this day, they saw a spirit. As what men, what should they be doing? Shanta, blah, 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 blah. Deliverance will happen in this place today. Well, that word spirit there is a little bit different from the normal word pneuma that you are. It's something like phantasma. Which means that, we know what in the Yoruba culture or in the Yoruba superstition or even in Africa, what you call akudaya. Somebody that has died and now rose up. You know, that was what they saw. A ghost. Somebody once had issue with ghosts and spirits. Say, you should not be called Holy Ghost. You should be called Holy Spirit. Because a ghost is from Holy Ghost. Jesus should die and rose up. Leave us alone. It's not Jesus, it's Yeshua, Amashia. Ah. Go and find employment. Is this what you use your quiet time to do? Praise God. So they felt it was a ghost. Because in the Jewish culture, especially if you know, the Sadducees don't believe in angels. They don't believe in the resurrection. The Jewish sect has about, the Jewish nation has about three sects. The important ones were the people you hear, they call them the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They are just like the political leader of the day. It's just like you have House of, let me just say APC, PDP. Praise God. So, you know, Israel is theocratic. Save for the fact that Roman Empire came to colonize them. But they believe in God. They have a godly system of ruling their nation. So they have the law of Moses. But they also have the Roman, they have Pilate. And all the, they have Herod that came to colonize them because they were in exile. Praise God. So the Pharisee believed in spirit, they believe in resurrection, they believe in angel. So they believe that somebody could come back from the dead. Now take that as their own superstition, right? The Sadducees, nothing about them. They don't believe in spirit, they don't believe in resurrection. So most of Jesus' disciples were actually disciples of the Pharisee before John the Baptist came. They joined John the Baptist. So they still had that notion, that superstitious notion, that this is a evil spirit, oh. So he was walking towards them, and then fear gripped them. Now, even though it was Jesus they saw, let's jump ahead of ourselves. If it is Jesus, if as the wind was being boisterous, and it is Jesus that they saw, you know, that's their miracle, right? That's their way out. That's their solution. So what was actually coming towards them was their redemption, right? Was their way out of that situation, was their deliverance, was the way that's the way they are going to escape death and their ship capsizing. That's their way out. But even though it was Jesus, they called their deliverance a spirit. Why did they call it a spirit? Look at it. Verse 26, read verse 26. Because they were afraid. Fear will make you call your solution a trouble. You know, the fear affected their sight and hence their speaking. Fear will affect what you see and what you say. You will be looking at the solution right in front of you, and for the reason of fear that has manipulated your mind, you will say, no. Fear will make you see or call an avenue for miracle, for healing a problem. Let's say somebody is sick now. Praise God. You know, sickness is an avenue for the power of God. Sickness is an avenue for the gift of healing to be displaced. But when you are afraid of the sickness, you will call that sickness your death because of fear. But when you are not afraid, you will say, oh God, I'm healed again. Glory to God. Praise God. When you look at your account balance and it is red, fear will make you call yourself poor, broke, enube. What is be? Whatever, whatever. But faith will see that as an avenue to receive supply. Fear is a manipulate. It manipulates you. Fear is a tool for manipulation in the hand of the devil. He uses it to change the believer's vision and hence the believer's speaking. So be careful of being afraid. Don't forget we are looking at how to walk on water. Let me ask you. Whenever you are in trouble, whenever you are agitated, what do you usually see? When your lecturer said you are not graduating this year, what did you see? Because it's what you see sometimes that dictates what you now say. In fear. But in faith, what you say is what dictates what you see. In fear, what you see dictates what you say. In faith, what you say dictates what you see. In fear, you will say what you are seeing. In faith, you will see what you are saying. Did you get confused there? Are you confused? Alright, let me take it again. When you are in fear, fear will dictate what you see, will dictate what you will see. You will have to go by sight if you are afraid. Once you see, before you can be able to speak, you will be waiting for something to appear. But when you are in faith, you don't have to see anything. You will just say what you want to see. It doesn't even matter what you are seeing around you, but you will say what you want to see because you are walking in faith. Praise God. So I ask you, brethren, when you are in troubles, what did you see? What did you call that sickness? Praise God. Because the disciple called their own solution, they call it a torment. Because that's what a ghost, that's what it does to you. It torments you. In fact, in the Jewish folklore and maybe superstition, they believe that you should not greet people at night. You know, there is like a parable that don't greet yourself, don't greet your friends at night because it might be a ghost. And they believe that those ghosts usually come and kidnap children and hurt adults. So why they were afraid because it's a ghost is because they were afraid that it's going to torment them. When you are in troubles, in lack, when there is a challenge, what did you see? Do you see an avenue again to praise God, to rejoice in the Holy Ghost because you know you are coming out of it? Or you see your hand. You see how you came down. Or you are seeing failure. What do you call the situation? Yes, the doctor called it a name, a funny name. Stomatitis. It looks like stones. But why don't you say this is healing? Praise God. How to walk on water. Why don't you say, doctor, I don't know what you wrote here. But what I'm seeing is the gift of healing at work. When the doctor says, see, use the leg of the house to trace it. Epeselito. It's not a time to cry. Amen. It's a time to see Jesus glorified. Amen. When it's looking funny, what do you see? What do you see? Praise God. Very important. You know, fear refuses certain things. When somebody is in fear, you will know the true intent of their mind. For the disciples to have said it's a ghost, that means they still believe in the Jewish superstitions, right? Their minds were yet unrenewed. Three pastors were traveling, and the boss was about to have an accident. You know, the first two pastors said, Jesus. The other pastor said, Shekpa, no. Real life story. I said it before, you remember that. Ah, I wish you didn't have shaken hands. That is what he believed. And there was this story. And our father, and all of them, they were Allah Salah, two people. The thing was about to capsize. Somebody was now saying, in the name of everybody, said, Jesus! We did that. It's also that something has to work. Praise God. Glory to God. Fear exposes your mindset. Now, a believer must do an assessment from time to time. Look at the time you found yourself in an unpleasant situation, troublesome situation. What did you begin to say? It will usually reveal how matured you are. Look at how you were depressed and everybody is now telling you, hey, cheer up. Can you imagine? They are telling you, cheer up. Your disciple is telling you, cheer up. Okay, cheer down. Or table down. You know, you just, yeah, it's just all over you. It's all over me. It's moving me around. The troubles of life is moving me around. You came to church with your face heavy, dark. Everybody was rejoicing. You just more. You were crying on the seat so that I can see you. I did not see you. I see glory. Praise God. Look at how you hacked. It reveals what you've learned so far. When you are sick, look at the way you were doing. There was no even faith on your mouth. We came to check in the house or wherever you are. We did not even hear you say anything about healing. We are playing a love song. Never told sick. You say that you are sick. How can you be playing a love song? And drip is passing through your body. They have got you. You cannot play. I believe in miracle. Oh, I am the Lord. I let thee. Who should be hearing that one? I say, family, no, your family, there. Let me get you. You are playing the thing that doesn't have experience at all. We did not even hear, as all of us were saying, take care of yourself. You know, as we are sympathizing with you. And you know, brethren could lead you into temptation. Of course, we should be sympathetic. You know, all of us are sympathetic. If you notice there's no faith in our mouth, no, you cannot tell us, you know, I'm healed. I believe God for my healing. I'm standing up very soon. We can't even hear you say that. Or do you think it is pride? Adventure, you are admitted in the hospital. And we come around to come and see you. You know, as we are coming, and some people will come to you and say, oh, don't let anybody cry unnecessary death beside you. Sir, you cannot now walk. You cannot now eat. Can you imagine share go? Would you watch it? And where are there? And you are enjoying it. You can't look at the person in the eyes and say, I'm healed of God. You know that with your vain, with your fainted voice, with one eye that you used to open, your name is mine. Butter. That's faith. Amen. Amen. But if you find yourself, you want to develop one car. You are not like Jesus on the way to the Golgotha to be crucified. You can't even carry your cross successfully again. And there's no faith in your mouth. There's no faith on your lips. You know, if things happen to me, I will be the first person to encourage myself. Something happened. I look at Pastor Victor that time. He said, listen. I said, this thing is going to work out for my good. He said, let us... In fact, people that saw both of us together, it was I was the one that had problem. It was him they were asking, what happened to you, sir? What happened to you, sir? Can you imagine? They were asking, what happened to you, sir? Because I was trusting God. Of course, my face too was not glamorous, but his own was destroyed. As a bow, you rejected any kernel. it was so bad. But after I said no. I was encouraged. I said no. He said, but tomorrow you are preaching. He said, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to preach. He said, is someone ready? I said, it's not ready. He said, when you will be? I said, I'm preparing it now. But we have one thing. I said, I'm going to prepare for class. But I said, I'm going. Praise God.
Amen.
And I preach too. Imagine I now came to service. I said, as the person that I said, let's just answer and give God praise. Captain Mike just wanted to collect my Bible. So. This service, pray for me. I know all of you will need praise. Ah, I'm going to say, Pastor. There's nothing bad in saying pray for me. But not with faithlessness. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
When you are in situations, assess yourself. Was there faith in your mouth? What were you looking at? Were you seeing sickness? Were you seeing weakness? Were you seeing lack? Or you were seeing Jesus glorified? All the power of God. The Bible said when, and you begin to hear people now say their true intent, child of God. I say, you know, somebody was already saying, tithing is not New Testament. Tithing is not New Testament. You know, Rema, he has called the Rema. Say, in the New Testament, we don't pay tithe. Agreed. That was how something terrible happened to the person's business. The person said, Pastor, I think it's because I've not been paying tithe. I think it's because I've not been paying tithe. That's why the devil is affecting my business. I say, don't be you, they talk, say tithe, don't be New Testament. That means you don't believe it. When issues now came, you now said what you actually believed. Have you seen people got married before? 1 year, no child. 2 years, no child. I say, and they told us when we were about to get, you are a bumfool. When they told you that, you are saying, I'm the righteousness of God in Jesus, I will be fruitful, I'll be multiplied, even though you are causing out of context. You are saying it. That's why you now started saying, and one old woman told us when we are planning that I should not marry this man. And I had a dream then, oh. Oh. It's a cast. And that's a revelation of what you actually believe. You are not mature. When you are in trouble, if they wake out of the sleep, pa, pa, pa. We should find faith on your lips. We should find the power of God on your lips. Praise God. So get your mind renewed. Say, renew your mind.
Amen.
Tell somebody, say, renew your mind.
Amen.
The Bible says, because they were afraid, they cried out in fear. Now, cried out in fear literally is noisy. Can somebody rehearse that for me? What does it mean to cry out in fear when you see a ghost? Something like, Mojo! Jesus, and it's the one coming. Yeah. Maybe Thomas. Say Mokwo, bother me. James is looking bitter. Ah, so bother me. Oh my energy. They actually cried out in fear. Praise God. You know they could even be praying. You know they were word men. They could have even said, oh, along the way. But in fear. You know people pray in fear. You may think that they are actually praying, but they are demonstrating their faith. One point, you know, I was worried about something in the area of career. So I was praying about it 1 month. In fact, I've been praying about it for 5 years. So this particular month, I now said, through 30 days, it was a time of the year, I usually fast all through that month. So I said, so every day, I'll go and pray. God just told me one day, he said, you are not expressing faith. You are telling me your worries. You are complaining. Ah! Emoji. Harame bale. That's what some of us do. You are crying out, true. But it is in fear. Not in faith. Praise God. You see some people, when they face a problem, they will be praying. As if they, God, chineke me, ebube, chuku. But they are only afraid. What some people say in prayers is their doubt, their fear. their disappointment. They are just murmuring. They are just complaining. And they will say they went to prayer meeting. And you, in fact, they will be crying as they are saying it. You will say, the power of God is everywhere. The power of God is everywhere. They will be groaning. You say, burdens. The burden of the Lord is over Sister Titi Lade. It's the burden of this world. Glory to God. Hope that's not what you do in prayers. Hope you just don't come and just complain and complain. God, I've not eaten since yesterday. As if you are praying like jabbish. God, my father's house, you know I'm the first child, and now everything is this. God, help me now. Help me now. That is not faith. Amen. That's no prayer. You're just casting news. You're just telling God the update of your colleagues. I want that job better. Want to lose you? Why you? Was God blind? I go call me, Mare. It's your time. So, hey, you want to lose? Why you? Glory to God. They crowd out in fear. It's better to cry out in faith. Amen. Amen. See, when you are in trouble and you cry at all, let it be a cry of faith. Amen. I know it can touch you, so there's no harm in crying. You are a human being, so you can cry. It can pain you, but let it be done in faith. Amen. You can agonize because you just cried in Gethsemane, but let it be of faith. Amen. Amen. Don't let it be of fear and doubt and worry. Let it be of faith. Glory to God. Look at verse 27. But straightway, glory to God. That word "but" is just two words in the Greek. D-E. You know, in English language, when you use the word "but," you are expressing a negation, right? It's a primary particle of it could be adversative in usage. It could be continuative. You can use it to continue what you've been saying before, but, or you can use it to show antithesis. You can use it to show opposition. Like, they were now going, but I now went back. So when they were saying what they were saying, they were crying out in fear. Jesus, son of David, help us. Moses, I saw sit down. About the day you should say, something like that. Yo, Ela Uri Yami Aladaro no Zebedi Zebedi. That's the name of it. You know the sons of Zebedi. Everybody was saying, "Hey, Kuru ka wangeli Zebama." Everybody was confused. Oh my, this woman, wow, yeah! But I could imagine maybe Bartholomew already rolling his swords. My bell me. Most of them were fishermen, so they can swim. The last option is to go and reach the nation that way. He means going to all the world, and then he has authority in it, of things under it. So let me go. But straightway, in opposition to what they have been saying. The word straightway is immediately. The response of the believer to fear must be quick and prompt. Jesus did not spare them. Immediately they cried out in fear. Immediately Jesus responded. Glory to God. How long should I not fear in my heart? For no seconds. When you discover fear in your heart, because sometimes all of us get scared. Sometimes all of us get into worry. But when you find out, when should you deal with it? Straightway. Say straightway. When you find out and catch yourself in worry, you catch yourself thinking, agitated, what should you do? Deal with it. When? Straightway. Deal with it straightway. Don't say, and I've been actually been worried though. Wow, woo. So I can worry. You are now analyzing it. Straightway, Jesus spoke unto them. What did he say? The reaction of Jesus to their fear is how we know that God's power does not tolerate fear. God's power is not going to continue your fear. God's power is not going to encourage your agitation and say, I know you are a human being, so keep being worried. I see your BP rising. You are closer to hypertension, so keep being worried. You're doing good. Go, baby. God's power is not going to do that. And that is why some people are disappointed when they come to pastors for counseling. Because the pastor is not going to be a supporter of your worry. So he's going to speak from the standpoint of faith. And then I say, Pastor, is that all? Is that all? I said, my landlord has sent me out. He said, all is well. Pastor, all is well. Okay, some things are well. Pastor, is that all? Pastor, do you have any human feeling? Remove your robot. Amen. I said, Pastor, you are not feeling what I'm feeling. Anise, lale iba ko sibi ti mo ve sun. I said, bro, Bible wi ko ri ade o sun da. If you don't know Bible, I can show you where it is. It's in 3 Corinthians chapter 79 verse 2. Amen. The Lord shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Pastor, I know all of you. Maybe it's Philippians 4:6. I know all of those ones. Pastor, I mean that. Imi ati yawa ta omo meta. Ati je lato se lo se yin ta ma je ngan lale nkan ko ye mi. God, your needs are met, your bills are paid. Amen. But sir, what I'm actually trying. Mama pa me. Praise God. Be careful of friends that give encouragement to worry, to your worry. They support your worry. They will now be mourning with you. They will be mourning with you. You say, kilo wa fe se bayi, kilo wa fe se bayi, kilo wa fe se bayi. Taking me pe won, taking me lo bi bayi. How will you have a Christian friend that cannot say, let me pray for you? Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. My friend said his mom is bleeding, internal bleeding, there's blood everywhere, she's life is going through her. I did not even complain. I said, Jesus heals. Praise God. I said, tomorrow, tether pitch, let us meet and pray. We just met there. I'm praying the Holy Ghost. Praying the Holy Ghost. Praying the Holy Ghost. Praying the Holy Ghost. And she was healed. Glory to God. Amen. You can tell another friend, I will say, hey, let's go and look at her in the hospital. Let's buy bonfita. You know, she has lost so much blood. How much is a pint of blood? Pants go. Braziani. how much is it? How will you not see money? How will you not? I don't look for money to pay hospital bill for the next 1 week. I think it's easier to look for, to contend for the supernatural. Amen. My dad said he was going to look for money to admit my sister in the hospital and then we'll buy crutches or wheelchair. Amen. I said, and it was time to go to school. It was all the day. So if they use money to buy crutches or wheelchair, that means me, I go to school without shame, man. Kojuma ribi. All the body is the medicine. The pointed stick that will not enter my eyes. Complete it. It's from afar that you will dodge it. I said no. I said give me 3 weeks. He did not believe me. So I told him not to look for the money, but he was actually underneath looking for money. I said, if she did not work after 3 weeks, go and buy the crutches. Praise God. I think that's easy. Amen. It is easy in faith than in fear. Glory to God. You will think that you are in control. You know what fear does is that it gives you a mental fulfillment. It gives you an emotional fulfillment. Because you are placing your faith. So you will be feeling like you are normal. It gives you a sense that, you will be feeling, you are serious about your life. You will be feeling, I'm bothered. You know, I'm concerned about my life. That's what fear makes out of you. No, you will be looking for solution here and there. It will be, you will be planning, you will be thinking, and then you now think. Because you have satisfied all your human faculties, then you have this sense of fulfillment. I am being humane. This is what a human being should do when they are in trouble. They should look for ways. But you know, faith, on the contrary, because you are just saying that the Lord is in control. Jesus is in the control. You know, you are not doing anything. So you might feel less of a human being. But you are supernatural. Amen. Actually, you are less of a human being. Glory to God. You are more of a spiritual being. Hallelujah. Say, I'm supernatural.
Supernatural.
I'm supernatural.
Supernatural.
I'm supernatural.
Supernatural.
I'm supernatural.
Supernatural.
The life of God
life
is at work in me. The life of God
is
walking through me.
Through me.
Yeah, you are. You are supernatural. So Jesus, on the contrary, when he was speaking in fear, what did he say to them? What did he say to them? Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. How do I walk on water? One, I've said it, but I'll just put it in the bullet form. Renew your mind. You know where that came from, right? Renew your mind, correct your words, correct your sight. Number two, do not entertain fear. I've also said that, right? All right. Number three, Jesus spoke unto them. Now, whenever you are in trouble and if you are going to walk on water, now when I say walk on water, it's just a figure of speech for saying how to do the impossible, how to navigate through the difficult things of life. Whenever you find yourself in turbulence, the Bible says Jesus spake unto them. You must find out what God is saying. So number three, listen to what God is saying. Pastor, how do I walk on water? Number three, listen to what God is saying. In the midst of that turbulence, in the midst of that boisterous wind, find the voice of God. Sir, what do you mean? Do you mean in the ship? I'll start doing Bible study. I'll quickly bring out my Bible and Peter is looking for the scroll. Where is the scroll? Open to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy kilos on it. Deuteronomy kilos on it. It will not sound powerful. You know, Jesus has told them in Matthew 6 before this time that they should not be worried. You know, he has told them that they should not be worried about anything. They have cast out them. When you are in a situation, listen to what God is saying. Find out God's word. Yeah, look into your Bible. Read your Bible. Listen to the voice of your pastor. See, that simple phone call that you gave through to him in the midst of it, and what maybe it is all his word that he says, that is God's word. After you hang up that call, tell yourself, the word of the Lord is that all is what?
Sure.
Maybe he said, it is well. Hold on to that as God's word. Amen. Don't say, Pastor, is that all? What else should we add? What did Jesus say? Be of good cheer. It is high. Be not. Is that all? Is that all? Are they about to die? Shouldn't he say? Be of good cheer. Amen. Pastor, I've not hit him. I lost my job. Be of good cheer. Glory to God. Be of good cheer simply means be courageous. Amen. Be bold. Amen. Be bold. It's not more of, I know you might think, more of be happy. You might not be happy, but be courageous. Amen.
Amen.
It's more of be bold. Pastor, something. Be bold. Don't be afraid. Amen.
Amen.
Is that a word from God?
Yes,
is that a word from God?
Yes, sir.
A believer must know. See, it does not take God much word to solve a big problem. You are only acting as if he's a human being you are approaching. This is God. He doesn't have to speak all the vocabulary and say, Emi mani, Emi jingbiniki, Emi timo loni waju, te shun shubu, timo mba leyin, moti de lo niyo, lori oraye. You have watched too much in Hollywood. So you are thinking that your pastor will be doing like a Kabbalist. Is that, you know, you say, yes, pastor is serious with my case. No. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Ensure you find out what God is saying. A lot of us lack this habit. When you are in challenges, you usually don't mind what God is saying. You will now amass the testimony of men, the doctor's report. You will be reading it, front page, second page, third page. You will never even read one single scripture. You will never even listen to one single teaching. You will never even listen to one advice of your supernatural, of your friends in the Lord. Neither will you hear that one of your pastor. But you will be listening to, you will now go to Google. And you know Google. It will give you what you are looking for. If you are looking for death, Google will tell you that, yeah, you are about to die. 1 million people have died in the last 1 year globally due to your sickness. Praise God. See, if you go and search your sickness on Google, you will see death. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. Because that's what you are looking for. You want to know how serious it is. Shebinto wano. Of course, you can learn normally. But many of the time, people want to know, am I dying? How long does it remain for me? Bro, you have eternal life. Pastor Koyeyin, animi olefe, SMK Oshijema, you are the healed of the Lord. Sir, you know, if healing meeting, that's what people want. Have you eaten today? Because I'm about to shake your head. They want, you know, wait. It's fasting. Well, if it's fasting, that means you should just receive. When impartation or anything that has to do with laying on of hands, and you're laying on of hands, take the power of God. Take the power of God. See? But when you are there, Rakato, Baba, Luko, Baba, yeah! Yeah. You know, some people, until you pray for them with 3 minutes, that's when they realize that, I can actually fall under the power. Oh, smart. They are picking. You should be intelligent. When you are the last person sitting at the back seat, and the pastor said, do you want something there? Receive your healing, that it should land on you like bomb. And the people in front will be looking like, so this thing, this heavy power pass over us like this. Well, your brother, I lower. We went to come meet you. But there was overflow. So many people could not enter. So pastor was saying, people outside, you want something? One brother. Have you seen Spider-Man before, when they punch him? The way. And certain people were inside, standing like pillar. Useless pillar. Can such power jump out of the hall and nothing happen in your own life, and a brother under the tent outside was struck by the evidence of the same power? Praise God. Simple word. Amen. One touch. You know what we call one touch? He does not know how to play ball, so you cannot know. One touch. Just one word. Amen. I'm not saying it has to be one word, but that is one word does not make it less potent. Be a Christian. Until you read the entire book of Psalms, you are not satisfied. You have to read all the Psalms. See, whoa, Oluwa Olorun Israeli, o di Ogun say awon ton le mi, o le mi, o ne ba mi, o na mi, ko ni do mi. What's wrong? Oh my dwell. What's the issue with you? Be courageous. Tell someone, say, be courageous. How to walk on water. Be not afraid. Amen. Find what God is saying via His word. Many of us, when we are passing through circumstances, you don't realize to. Have you been sick before and you bring out your Bible to look for scriptures on healing? No. All you are doing on Google is to look for the definition of the sickness. Now that you have defined it, totally the professor of malariology. Are you now standing on your 2 feet? How about searching scripture that has to do with healing? You are in financial mess. How about reading through scriptures where the needs of people were met? It has not occurred to you like that. You are in opposition and persecution. How about reading through scriptures? Whenever I'm sick, I usually do something. Either I If I can read, I'll be reading my scriptures. There's a phone app that I have. I can search a word, healing, and it will bring out every reference on healing. I'll just be reading all those healing scriptures and be using my words. Or I'll play a teaching on healing. I'll just enjoy his playing or a song on healing. Whether I sleep off, I wake up, I'll just enjoy his playing, and I can hear as much of it as I can hear. And once in a while, I'll be using my words. Yeah, I'm healed. I'll be saying what the minister is saying. Because you must have a word from God. Many of us, when you are passing through things, and we ask you, sir, what did God tell you about this situation? You have nothing. You don't walk on water like that. You must have God's word. Amen. You must have God's word. You are just bothered about your career, about the fact that you don't have money. Excuse me, what did God tell you about your career? Nothing. Since the day you have graduated from school, nothing. All you've been doing is writing an application and being worried. Have you prayed? What did God say? See, it's my health. It's my health. What did God say? So how? What did your pastor say when he was preaching? What did that your friend, supernatural relation, what did she say? Those are the words of God. Sometimes what God has even said will be in your past. You will have been told that thing before. Amen. For instance, now, if you need to cast a care on Jesus, you know what the Lord says in your past? The day we treated that subject. That's what God is saying. God can hold it and say, I was ready before you came. Oh, you trouble. Look at what God said. Amen. You know, learn to read God's word to your troubles. Amen. Amen. So, they are trouble. Listen, God has a word for you right now. But before I finish it, you will be nowhere to be found. Amen. He said, be of good cheer. So don't listen now. Don't listen to your colleagues in the boat. Whose word should you listen to? Somebody could have said, Peter. And he listened to the voice of the Lord. You must have a word from God. You are standing on. Be bold always. He said it is high. Now that word, be a good cheer, it is high. That phrase, it is high, simply means I am here or I exist. Praise God. You know Jesus is here. He's always there with you. Glory to God. Jesus is always there with you. And that is why I actually think, I want to believe or assume, I don't have a proof, that one of the things they were saying when they were crying out for fear was they were shouting Jesus. And he said, don't be afraid. I am. You know he's there, sir. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you open that bank account and it's all 0.00, you know he saw it too. Praise God. He saw it too. He saw that there's a need for supply. Amen. Amen. When you open your foodstuffs store and you see one cup of rice, Elijah Gulu Gari, empty tomato paste, is there. Amen.
Amen.
When they told you that negative news, when that person threatened your life, you know it's there. Praise God. He's there with you. If you're going to walk on water, you must be conscious of his presence. Don't ever forget he's there. Tell someone, say he's always there. He's always there. I say he's always there. Never forget Jesus is always with you. He said, I exist. That is, my power exists. His healing is real. It exists. In Acts 23:10-11. You know, Paul was in trouble too, and Jesus spoke to him. He just simply just gave him a voice. He said, don't be afraid. I'm with you. Verse 28. Amen. What did he say in verse 28? And Peter answered him. What did Peter say? Lord, read please. If it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. How many people at least was in that boat? 12. How many persons responded to Jesus? Being blessed in the service is not automatic. Yeah, but all of us heard it. Yeah. That doesn't mean everybody would work on it. Only Peter responded in faith. That means if you are going to be blessed by the word that came from God, you have a role to play. A role of believing and acting on your faith. Only Peter did the impossible. In fact, it is possible that the remaining 11 disciples were discouraging Peter. When he said, come, you know, he said, if it be you, bid me to come. I think I was about to go out, you know, his brother James. He said, And then Bartholomew will say something. Why am I mentioning Bartholomew? Let me forgive him. Judas Iscariot. He said, all of us are Christian in this boat. Do you know the meaning of come? From the Greek word komo. It could mean commotion. Let's pray about it first. Is that not a Christian advice? Let's pray about it first. Would you say that is not a Christian advice? And then James is saying, John is saying, Peter, what a man beg you. Jesus told us last week Tuesday that patience is a fruit of our spirit. In finding God's will, you must meditate upon it in prayers. Kilo man share, calm down. Let's do Holy Ghost meeting first. And let's consider what God is actually saying. To ba lo boss no trouble. To mi yen to ba lo ri nko. O de musumi panse wa. Yeah, I don't hear with your swimming trunk. Wait, you just want to go. They could have discouraged him. In fact, they could have been holding him back. You know, you should be careful of certain brethren sometimes. When you are in soup, know who to go to. Amen? Or else they compound your situation for you. No, see, I have people I tear my heartfelt issues with because I know they are people of faith. You should too. It's not that time that you call that your carnal friend who does not pray. I say, what is quiet? Sure, eh? That's my good friend. Yeah. I should have meeting cool. Can you imagine? You know, there's a boy Tony meeting cool. Hey, come on in. Oh. Two foolish people. Go to somebody that will tell you. Oh, Wale. Oh, Yojo. Say the Lord of us. Lord. That we. Either by street theology or something. Now, that will tell you be of good cheer. Amen. How do you people know that is slang? You people are very worldly. Are very worldly. You should not be able to laugh. The fact that you laugh means that you are carnal. Amen. Are you not carnal? Glory to God. I actually learned it. Somebody in my class usually greets me like that. He calls me. He says, Pastor Johnson. Hey, Wale. Hey, Yojo. So I think it's a word from the Lord. You know, it's under like the scripture. I shall be the head. That's the street language part of it. Amen. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. When you want to do the impossible, don't go for opinion polls. Don't do an election. How many people support me that I walk on water? Nobody will. Amen? Nobody will. Oh. When you want to walk on water, tune your ear to the voice of Jesus only. Praise God. Jesus said unto me, come. Do you notice that all Jesus said, when he says, if it were you, bid me to come. All Jesus said was, come. That's verse 29. And Peter stepped out of the boat. Glory to God. What a man of faith. He stepped out of the ship. Do you realize that Jesus did not say anything to him about the water? He just said, come. You know why? Jesus was not asking him to walk on water. Jesus was asking him to walk on his word. Jesus did not say walk on water. Jesus said act on my word. Just come. It is in acting on God's word that the miracle lies. And I'm grateful. Peter did not ask. Sir, you said I should come. You have not said anything about the water now. Will it solidify under my feet? According to Archimedes' law of what? I'm a mass. Hello, molecule. If I enter into the water, I can't even remember that law again. Remind me. What was the formula? He said, come. He expected Peter to work on his word and not on the water. And Peter knew this. Peter was not saying, how, sir? I want to come. I've rolled my trousers. How? Should I take the first right leg first, or should I run, or should I just be catwalking? What will happen to the water, sir? Yeah, I actually want to come, but tell me what will happen to the water first, sir. He just stepped out. Brother, Jesus is saying to you in that situation of yours, come. Hallelujah. He's telling you, come. Would you act on his word? He's just saying, come. That's all he's saying. But the transport, the money, the something. He said, come. Amen. Would you go? Come. That's all he says. Just go. How do I work on water? Take God at his word. Take God at his word. Take God's word. Take the word of God for it. That was what Peter did. He just said, come. And Peter took God's word for it. When God says you are healed, he meant it. Just believe it. Many people, you know why they always lose out their healing? Because when the hands are laid on them in the meeting, they expect that the pain should automatically just vamoose and not be found again. Yes, it happens. We call it instantaneous healing. But sometimes it does not happen immediately. Since it does not happen immediately, some people will just, you know, fall back and say, no, pastor, pray for me, but I'm still not healed. No. When Jesus told Peter to come, was the wind still boisterous? Was the water still water? Has it solidified into stone? But can you walk on it? Of course. The fact that hands were laid on you and the situation is still looking funny. Prophecy were given to you and the situation has not really changed. Does not mean God's word is not true. All he says to you is come. Hallelujah. Just jump out in faith. Some of us want everything to be aligned before you ever take the first step. You are never going to do the impossible. You are always going to do the possible. And you can't live life only on the possibles. Great men are men that have learned to do the impossible by the power of God's Spirit. Jesus said, come. Amen. If you have a scripture from God, hold on to it. If you have a prophecy from God, hold on to it. To walk in faith, you must have a word from God you are standing on. I've said that before. So what did God tell you about your health? What God told Peter was come. What did God tell you about your health? What did God told you about your finances? What did God told you about your career? About your schooling? About your academics? What did God say? Peter, because that is what you are going to work on. Amen. That is what you are going to set out to work on. You can't remain in the ship and walk on water. You can't remain in the ship and do the impossible. Unfortunately, in verse 30, Peter started walking on water and then he began to sink. Why did he begin to sink? Look at verse 30. I want us to read it together. Why don't you go? Was the wind boisterous before he came out? That means he did not consider the wind before he came out. Unfortunately, as he started walking in faith, doing the impossible, He started paying attention to all any other. He lose focus on what Jesus said. He started listening to something else. He started seeing something else, and he began to sink. Actually, that's a miracle. Amen. You don't sink on water, do you? You drown. What does it mean to sink? What does it mean to sink? Do you sink on water? If you jump into water, will you sink? You know what they call drowning? There's a difference between sinking and drowning. You just say, talu. You won't be going. You know sinking is? That's not how you go. See, you say, talu. And then you go, abu, 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 abu. You go and see your major down there. Amen. He began to sink. That means he was going gradually. Is that not a miracle? See, some of us are very judgmental of ourselves. Even in your mistake, the power of God can work on your behalf. In Peter's doubt and faith and unbelief, the power of God was still keeping him. Amen. But he was losing hold gradually. He was sinking. However, when he realized he had made mistake, when he realized he had been yielding to his flesh, he cried out again. This time around, is it in fear? Was it in fear? He said, Lord, do what? Save. Glory to God. And you know Jesus saved him. Jesus did not say, I will allow you to drink 2 gallons of water before I deliver you, so that you can learn your lesson. I told you to come, you are looking at the wind. You are not serious. Even in your mistake. Play for me, I close. Even in your mistake, the power of God can still work. When you felt, oh, it's over. I'm not doing what God said I should do. This is not how God said I should do it. I'm yielding to fear. You know, God's power can still work on your behalf. I say to you, brethren, this evening, give me volume. Give me volume. It's time to do the impossible. Amen. It's time to walk on water. If you look at that scripture very well, the verses we've read, you will see that there is a repetition of the word fear, afraid, right? Deal with fear in your life. It is fear that makes you think that those problems are so big. Fear is an amplifier. It amplifies your problem. It exaggerates it out. It blows it out of proportion. But if you choose to see with the eyes of faith, you will see how small it is compared with the power of God. Hallelujah. So this evening, I want you to commit your heart to God in prayers. I'm going to do the impossible. Yeah, the road is blocked, but I'm going to walk on water. Looks like I've come to the end of the road. You can't even predict what your career will look like in a year's time, 2 times. When you look at your degree, what you graduated with, you know, Nigerian, it's not looking like you can get employment with it. But you can walk on water. Amen. You can walk on water. Yeah, you made a mistake. Yes, you did. But it can help hold you. You know, you are not coming down. The business might fail, but it says to you, come. Amen. It could even be a ministerial failure, but it says to you, come. How many of us will act on God's word today? You will take God's word at it. I want it to be how you live your life. That you hold God for his word. That when you find yourself in an unpleasant situation, you will find out what God is saying. And you will hold on to it. Amen. You will find out what he has said. And what he said. Amen. Let's pray. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angels harming is always by my side. The one who reigns forever is a friend of mine. The God of angels harming, they is always by my side.
Pray for yourself.
I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angels.
Pray for yourself. He says to you to come.